Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Capitec Bank will get a new CEO in the form of Graham Lee when Gerry Fourie retires in July. Fourie has served as CEO since 2014, and under his leadership, Capitec has grown to serve more than 24 million clients by focusing on low-income depositors and unsecured lending. Lee, who currently heads the lender's retail unit, will take over on 19 July. Capitec is South Africa's best-performing stock since democracy in 1994, with shares first trading at R1.70 in 2002, now worth a tad over R3,200. The Competition Tribunal has finally given its reasoning for blocking Vodacom's proposed acquisition of a controlling stake in fibre network operator Maziv. According to the Tribunal, the deal would have permanent anti-competitive effects with long-term implications for pricing, innovation and access to affordable broadband. While Vodacom and Maziv argued the deal would accelerate fibre rollout out in low-income areas and expand 3G access. The tribunal found that most of these benefits were not merger-specific. That is, they would have happened anyway. Despite a rally on resources pushing the counter up over 3%, banking and industrial stocks down 2.25% dragged the JSE into the negative to end Friday's session. The all-share ended down 0.3% to 89,572 and the top 40 down 0.4% to 82,196. It was a brutal end to the week on Wall Street, with a sell-off of major stocks like Microsoft, Amazon and Apple amid fears of increasing inflation and a slowdown in consumer spending. The Dow ended down 1.7%, the S&P 500 down 2% and the Nasdaq down 2.7%. London's FTSE ended Friday's session down 0.1%. Asian markets following suit this morning, with Tokyo down close to 4%, Hong Kong down 0.7% and Sydney down 1.5%. The Rand softer this morning at 18.41 to the dollar. It's 23.86 to pound sterling and 19.95 to the euro, which is also softer at 108.37 to the dollar. Gold at $3,109, platinum at $1,001, Bitcoin at $81,669, and a barrel of Brent crude, $73.36.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.